Well, you've known me for about 10 years now. You know that I'm all about the Bible, all about the study of the Bible, about learning the Bible, trying to make sure people know the Bible and what it says. It's a lifelong pursuit of mine. I mean, not my entire life, but since I got saved, that's what I've been doing. And gladly, we'll keep doing it until I can't do it anymore. Some way, somehow, I'll do it. And that's why this walk through the Bible event is so important to me. I'd like to invite you, if you haven't already signed up and registered, to register. And to register other people. I mean, I don't know if you can or not. Give them a gift registration or make sure they know about it. I've gone around to several churches in the area, put flyers in the libraries. I put them in the restaurants that I could, that would let me, and that had a bulletin board. Not all of them have a bulletin board, but I drove around and you know, tried to make sure every church in the area, at least immediate area, has a flyer or two. I just think it's that important. It is one of those rare events, perhaps even a once-in-a-lifetime event, that, as far as you are concerned, because, I mean, think about it. How many times have you ever heard of one before? But they've been around for well over 50 years, and you haven't heard about it. That's pretty strange, because the churches that have put these on have really, I think, benefited greatly. There's no tangible way to figure out, well, since we had it, this happened, or something like that. But for people to understand the entire Old Testament in one fell swoop is a pretty tall order. To get somebody through the chronology of the Old Testament is a pretty tall order. It's not something you can do very easily, and I don't know how many books there are out there that could help you to do that, but I don't know of many. And I've been around the block a couple times. I do know one guy put together, a man named Teeley, put together a, if I've said his name correctly, forgive me if I haven't, wrote a book on the chronology of the Old Testament, but it's pretty dry and dusty, folks. this particular seminar, this event of Walk Through the Bible is going to be a lot of fun. It'll be more fun, I believe, than you've ever had studying the Bible. They make it that way. They intended to make it that way. They intended to be that way. There is a man who's been trained in this, and he has every intention of making this fun for you, and informative, and also memorable. He will try to make it as memorable as possible. Now, that depends on the people that he's talking to, doesn't it? But he has mnemonic devices that are very good at helping you associate what he's saying with what you will be putting into your brain. It's like a filing system almost, and that's the way that our brains work. I've seen all kinds of memory systems, and this is a good one. They've been working on it for a long time. And it's a tremendous help where you will remember based on some movement or some trigger that he's put in your brain, that event in the Old Testament and where it fits. Now, I don't know how much that's worth to you, but that's worth a lot to me. And I hope you will see the value of it and make every effort to be there on March 2nd at 9 a.m. And also have to stress at 9 a.m. I'd really like for you to be there 15 minutes or more beforehand, because we want, and I've talked to the instructor who's coming, we want everyone to be in the sanctuary seated with their workbooks ready to go at 9 o'clock sharp. Otherwise, it drags things out and creates confusion and all that sort of thing. So let me again say it clearly. Please be at the church, you know, our Grace Bible Fellowship, at well before 9 o'clock, so you can be seated and be ready with your workbook. We have to do a little kind of a dance at the beginning where we get you signed in. Not really signed in so much, but you get your book to you and check you off and move you along into the sanctuary. So that takes a minute or two. But there'll be people who will perhaps show up who didn't register. We'll have to deal with that too. So please be there well before, and then the line will be short at the table out there in the hallway when you come in. This is not an entirely full 3 hours. There'll be 2 15-minute breaks, and you will want to come back in. Once you go on break, you'll want to come back in. It'll be that much fun. Everything is geared toward you learning the chronology of the Old Testament and it sticking and having super glue on it in your mind. If a whole family did this, I can't even imagine the benefits of it. And by the way, it's geared from third grade up to adult. So anybody around third grade is welcome to be there and get a book and sit and have as much fun as the adults do. But the whole family could learn and be on the same page, which I think is an incredible thing. You could have discussions with your kids that, you know, rarely take place otherwise. You don't have the same knowledge base. Here you would be on the same page for once in your life with your kids or your teenagers or adult children. What an incredible bonding experience that could be. And not to mention what it'll do for an entire church. What an incredible bonding experience it will be for all of us who are there. So please be there early. And before you get there, tell somebody this week, one somebody, couple somebodies. I think I'm going to do a video, a personal video, and invite people on Facebook, and then try to share it in a couple of other places online. But, you know, in your conversations, be excited and tell people about it. I think they will thank you after they have been to the Walk Through the Bible Old Testament this coming March 2nd at 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And, yeah, you will have won a friend perhaps for life by inviting them. There will be a gospel presentation too, so don't, you know, hesitate to invite lost people. They also have an interest in the Bible, even if they want to refute it. They, you know, will have an interest in this. And who knows what the Holy Spirit will do through your words, through your invitation. It could be absolutely wonderful and eternally relevant and eternally positive effect on them. So I'm going to leave it at that. I just wanted to remind you again, we need your help in being there on time. I know I'm repeating myself, but it's really important. And the instructor has stressed it, so I'm going to stress it one more time. But we'll see you there, and perhaps before then, Lord willing. Have a wonderful day.